The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much to talk about in the world of sports. Just about 42 days and 9 hours away from opening day in Major League Baseball. We've got March Madness right around the corner. And we have a lot of NBA basketball trades and so on to talk about. And we can talk about whatever's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at DorfonSports. Hit Jeff up on Twitter at ByJeffRich. Shoot Fred an email. SportsFred@AOL.com. Fred, how you doing this morning?
If UCLA had knocked off Arizona on Saturday night, but we're stuck as a UCLA fan with Steve Alford as a coach, so that we're not going to win a lot of big games.
I hear you there.
You got to get up on that offensive glass, Fred.
That is true.
I'm not questioning that Arizona has more talent. I'm just questioning the coaching talents of Steve Alford.
Well, we can talk about that on the other side because tons of things to talk about. We'll get into that. Let's get into some college basketball on the other side. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman here to get you through. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All righty, welcome back. It is LeBron Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and I, we're in the Valley of the Sun. And it really has been the Valley of the Sun. I know there's a ton of people out there in the world right now freezing their behinds off. I hate to rub it in, but it is absolutely beautiful out here in Phoenix, Arizona. So if you're looking for a place to get to, spring training is right around the corner. Get out here. Get out here. Anyways, getting back into things. Before the break, Jeff had mentioned something about getting to the glass. Then Fred rebutted with talking about Alfred, wondering if he thinks he's a good coach. I liked him as a ball player, I'll be honest with you. But this conversation is going to go in a couple of different directions because you got my head spinning a little bit with this. So let's address the Alfred situation. And then from there, I want to go to something that Roy Williams did yesterday, and I want to get your take on it, Fred. But kind of expand upon Steve Alford a little bit.
Well, he was a great outside shooter. That's all I can say about him as a coach. He doesn't know what he's doing.
I got that.
He was very average at Southwest Missouri State, very average at Iowa. They were happy to get rid of him. The Hawkeyes were.
I disagree with you at Southwest Missouri State. I completely disagree with you there. I think he did a fantastic job there. Jeff, I mean, am I crazy? You got that
probably.
Can we continue? Because you have to understand my philosophy on athletic director at UCLA, Dan Gurro, and then of course at New Mexico, they were happy when he left. You can't put your son at point guard when he's not quick enough to play point guard. That's just this year at UCLA. Beyond that, he makes horrendous in-game so-called strategy decisions. Calls timeouts at the wrong time, doesn't call timeouts at the right time. He doesn't know what he's doing. He got the job because he was a good outside shooter for Bobby Knight and a good outside shooter in the National Basketball Association. Your athletic director, Dan Guerrero, a couple years ago, you had to push Ben Holland out because kids were leaving and assistant coaches were running away from him. But you don't hire Steve Alford, you hire a better coach than that. Anybody would want the UCLA job, 11 national titles, and as a UCLA Bruin fanatic, you have to expect better. Now, there's no way on Saturday night they're supposed to beat Arizona. They score the first 17 points in the second half and still lose by 10 to Arizona. But earlier in the week against Arizona State, they should have knocked off a very average Arizona State Sun Devil club, and they lose by 2. A couple weeks ago at Cal, they lost to a very average Cal club by 2. They're not going to make the NCAA tournament unless they sweep the next 3 games and win a couple of games in the Pac-12 tournament. And for UCLA, that's an embarrassment because
sure,
you see that their best player is going to leave after this year as a freshman. And so it's like it's going to get worse. And the bottom line is he can blame anybody else. But if you saw the slam dunk contest, the guy that won it, Zach LaVine, was UCLA. Now, He only played 1 year at UCLA, and a lot of people think he only played 1 year at UCLA because he wasn't playing point guard. Even as a backup, Bryce Alford was the backup point guard. So my point is, you can't do that as a coach. Nepotism, you know, Al McGuire used to talk about it with his son, Alfie, and the point is, he said, you really have to beat my guy out, my son out, to get his position. But at UCLA, we can't afford this. Bryce Alford is not quick enough to play point guard. They got other guys who are quicker. This is not a great UCLA team. There isn't a lot of depth on it. But they certainly should have beaten Arizona State and should have beaten Cal. And last night, if you score the first 17 points in the second half against Arizona, you certainly should be closer than 10 at the end. And last couple of days, I've been thinking about it. And in fact, since the day he got hired, I was thinking about it 2 years ago. Steve Alford is not talented enough to coach at UCLA. End of story.
Okay, well, I disagree with you with the job that he did at Southwest Missouri. Personally, that team had never done anything. He had them winning conference championships. He had them going to the NCAA tournament. So I disagree with you there. And I have a feeling that they're getting worse talent at a place like that than they do at UCLA, or one would think. So don't always put it on the head coach or whatever. Sometimes players are to blame, and you just said something that makes a lot of sense, and it kind of goes with your argument from last week about how kids should have to stay longer. Well, Zach LaVine was a kid that went out after his freshman year. If he sticks around, maybe they're a little bit better. So that's not a blame on Steve Alford. Players got to want to
He wanted to learn to play point guard. Even Bryce Alford and Zach LaVine were the sixth and seventh players on the team. When they came in, they put Bryce Alford at the point guard, and they put Zach LaVine as the off guard. He wanted to learn to play point guard so he can play in the NBA. Wasn't given the opportunity because Bryce Alford is the son of Steve Alford. There's no comparison in talent between Zach LaVine and Bryce Alford. Give me a break. You got to play Zach LaVine at point guard. Alford's a good enough shooter. He can play the off guard. But that's not what the son wanted, and that's not what the father wanted. So UCLA lost. He might have lost him anyways, but they lost Zach LaVine. If they've got him this year, it's a totally different world as far as UCLA is concerned.
Agree 100%. But again, I don't put that all on Steve Alford. Let's get Jeff in the mix here. Jeff, Steve Alford, in your opinion, is he as bad of a coach as Fred Wallen is saying he is?
Of course not. But, you know, Fred about it because UCLA isn't winning 88 straight games in this day and age. You know, look, across the Pac-12, you know, they make an exception for Stoyak up in Utah, Miller down in Tucson. But in fact, the Pac-12 just isn't a haven for coaches. It's not a haven for college basketball anymore. Everything has shifted to the east, the southeast, and the northeast. And, you know, for a Pac-12, you know, for a couple Pac-12 teams to make the tournament, you know, I think that the bar has honestly been lowered for Pac-12 basketball. Look at what we've got in Tempe with Herb Sendak. He's not a great basketball coach, but they keep on extending him. And why? Because they can't do any better to hire coaches in the Pac-12. And I think that reigns true even at UCLA, which should be the exception to nobody cares about Pac-12 basketball because of all the history and tradition there. But they do have to do better than Steve Alford. The question is, can they?
Yeah, good question. Look, the bottom line is I understand your frustration, Fred. Look, I understand your frustration with all your teams, man. It's brutal right now. You guys aren't really used to losing. So when you lose, it really hurts, to be honest with you. And when you feel like it's because of certain reasons, it's even more disappointing. So, and what I mean by that is like, you're very upset about Kobe Bryant. You think he's killing the Lakers. You're upset about Steve Alford because you think he's not a good coach. And, you know, it's easy to get rid of one guy versus getting rid of, you know, six or seven guys. We all know that. But at the end of the day, look, I think all these guys are trying to win. I don't think anybody wants to lose. That you never go out with the mentality like, hey, we're just going to throw this one today because I don't really care about what happens. No, I think these guys all want to win. There's a lot of pressure to win. And we all know if guys don't do well, they get fired. That's just the way it goes, man. So ultimately,
Hang on. They don't get fired because if you're athletic director Dan Guerrero – And see, you knew you were going to fire Ben Howland two to three years before you did so, when players and assistant coaches started leaving. So he had time to look around. And if the best he could get is Steve Alford, he's not going to fire him right away because he's going to look like a fool. So we're stuck with him. I think he signed a five-year contract. So, I mean, the alums are going to be stuck with, you know, the difference. So they're not going to fire him right away. If you're a UCLA fan, you ought to be embarrassed that Steve Alford is your coach.
Hey, well, we got a lot of things to talk about, actually, because I got a ton of things on my mind. So in the next segment, just be ready for whatever I throw at you guys. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360. If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I got Fred Wallen. He's out there in Los Angeles, La La Land. And good thing he's not right next to me, because I have a feeling he and I would go to blows every now and again. Good thing I got Jeff Rich in the mix as well. Because he seems to be the guy who can kind of tone it down a little bit for us, because every now and then I think Fred is absolutely insane with some of his comments, but that's beside the point. You can let me know what you think. You can let us all know what you think. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit Fred up on Twitter, or I'm sorry, hit him up on email. because he doesn't have Twitter yet. SportsFred at AOL.com.
No. Andy, let me correct you. I did have Twitter.
Okay.
But I was hacked. And once you're hacked and people are writing things under your name, you get a little wary. And then I tried to call Twitter, and you can never get through to a human being. So that's why I backed off Twitter.
Unreal. I never knew that people were hacking into your account. That's crazy. But hit Jeff and I up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorfman Sports, as well as Sports Byline USA, all of us. Hit us up on Twitter. Follow us. Jeff throws out some interesting stuff every day. I get his tweets and whatnot. Every now and then I throw out something that's valuable too. So check us out again at @ByJeffRich, at Dorfman Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com, and then also at Sports Byline USA. But a couple things I want to get into, guys. I mean, I have a bunch of things on my mind right now, and we'll kind of go through them. Jeff and I kind of hit on this earlier, but Fred, you weren't in the mix on this, and we haven't said anything about it yet either. Chris Bosch, obviously, with the blood clot situation, it's scary stuff. Let's be honest, man. These guys sit for a long time in cars or planes, or they have surgery complications. You know, remember Jerome Kersey? He had complications. Look, all I'm trying to say is that this is a very serious issue. Chris Bosch is obviously loved by his peers, by people all over the media, you name it. There's all kinds of support being shown for this guy, but truly somewhat of a very scary situation when you really think about these guys and the wear and tear that their bodies take and the tolls that they take and whatnot. So, Fred, or actually let's go to Jeff first. He's been too quiet. Jeff, thoughts on what I just said?
Well, you know, you want to always consider it's difficult as fans and just observers of sport for us to, you know, picture these guys as human beings. And I think it takes stuff like this to open our eyes, you know, that there's a lot more to this guy than just his basketball career. He's, you know, he's got his kid, you know, he's got his kids to worry about.
Yep.
He just got married a couple of years ago. You know, forget the basketball for a second and look at these guys as, you know, 30, 31, 32-year-old young men that have lives to live. And if they don't play, if they put the basketball on the shelf for, you know, for 6 months or even, you know, even a season and a half, we don't know what the case is going to be with Chris Bosch. He is a valuable part of he's one of the few remaining valuable parts of that Miami Heat team.
Yeah.
But you can't think about that. And I'm sure that the Heat makes it a lot easier that they have the two titles in their pocket from a couple years ago. But yeah, you know, if Chris Bosch has to make the decision between living a long life and entertaining fans for a few years, the decision is obvious.
Yeah, no, that's some great points. I think basically what you're really saying in a nutshell is when real life hits you, it kind of puts your job and that's real life too, but your job and everything else kind of on hold, and it makes you realize what's important to take care of, and your health obviously is first and foremost. Fred, Chris Bosch, obviously loved by his peers and whatnot, and the outpour has been awesome, but speak a little bit on how serious this really potentially could be and what these guys go through day to day with, you know, like I said, the prolonged flights, car rides, you name it, blood clotting things obviously can happen in that situation.
Well, blood clots can happen to anybody at any
time.
Yeah. They're very dangerous. So it's not necessarily because he's playing in the NBA. It's just he's a human being. And so you got to take every day as it comes and live every day because you never know when it comes to an end. It's very frightening when you hear that word blood clot. But again, I don't know if it's from the National Basketball Association or maybe genetically in his family. Other people have had blood clots before. I don't know. But what I'm saying to you is that when you hear the word blood clot, you just get very wary and very scared because, as you indicated, he's got a young family. And
yep.
It's sort of unfair. I'm the least religious human being on earth, so I don't think about an afterlife because I don't believe in an afterlife. And I don't believe people are going to meet, you know, 500 years from now or whatever, or 100 years from now, whatever it is. So you have to live every day on earth as it is. And I hope and pray he comes back and with obviously, but they got to make 100% certain that the blood clots are totally gone, because obviously when you're running and running and running in the NBA, that cannot be good for blood clots. So you have to be 100% sure, and he's got enough money put away. He never has to play in the NBA again, and unless he's 100% certain, and the doctors are 100% certain, and I don't know if they can be, retire. Just retire with your money and enjoy your kids and enjoy your wife and enjoy your life. There's a million things you can do, and nobody knows where these blood clots come from, but unless you're 100% certain, I would just be as careful as I can possibly be.
Absolutely. Again, just puts life in perspective and makes you realize what's important. But obviously our hearts and prayers and thoughts are obviously with Chris Bosh, and hopefully he has a speedy recovery and ultimately back out on the basketball floor. Look, let's keep it in the NBA a little bit. Right now, who's your MVP? Is it Curry? Is it Harden? Is it LeBron? Who do you guys like? Jeff, you first.
Oh, I got to go with Harden. I think that he carries that team. I think that Golden State is systemic, and you know they need Curry. It's not like he's not valuable to that team. LeBron, you know, LeBron played at 75% before he took a couple weeks off, and I think that we saw that Kyrie Irving can carry that team. You know, Kevin Love's a more of a complimentary piece, but I think that it's definitely James Harden. I think that that team stops and goes with his high and low performances.
Fred, your thoughts. Who's your MVP right now? Curry, LeBron, or James Harden? Or are we missing somebody?
As of the moment, James Harden. But by the end of the season, LeBron James.
Yeah.
Because they were only 20 and 19, or 19 and 20, one of those two. And they're going to end up with 50-something wins. And then I think the fans – okay, there's LeBron James – way above everybody else, there's Durant, and then there's the rest of the National Basketball Association, in my opinion. LeBron is the most valuable player. At this point, it's Harden, because obviously Cleveland did not start off well. But by the end of the year, I think it'll be a very close vote between the two, and if Cleveland wins 80% of its last 30 games or so, I think LeBron will be very close to James Harden in the voting.
Well, not
hey,
only
Fred,
that.
You don't think adding J.R. Smith, Iman Shumpert, and Timothy Mozgov have anything to do with the turnaround? Because you know what, they go on a 12-game winning streak.
Yeah.
Right after they made the trade. So I give credit to LeBron because obviously he does amazing things on the basketball court, and you know he is the undisputed leader of that Cavaliers basketball team. But I think that it took that team buying into David Blatt. It took LeBron being 100% healthy and ready to make a run in the association for that Cavs team to take off. So, I think that he's undoubtedly the best player in the league. I don't know that he earns himself MVP credentials every year, though.
Well, you know, Harden doesn't play any defense. So what I'm saying is LeBron is a two-way player. LeBron can guard guys from 6'2 to 6'9.
Sure.
And so, I mean, I think that's bonus points for LeBron if you're really talking seriously about it. I just think LeBron is just head and shoulders above everybody else in this league. Harden is a very good player. And when they let him go out of Oklahoma City, that cost Oklahoma City, because if you would have had the trio in Oklahoma City, watch out. But they didn't think they had enough money, so they let him go, and they can't find the third guy. Reggie Jackson certainly wasn't happy being the third guy, so he's gone.
Speaking of them, though, Fred, they made some moves. The NBA was very active on trade deadline. How do you think OKC did, to be honest with you?
Well, again, they got rid of Perkins. I don't know how positive that was. I think he can still certainly play. But, I mean, I think in the end of it, they ended up better off than they were before the trading deadline.
Yeah.
But again, I'm going to go back. If they had never let go of Harden, we wouldn't be talking about this. They wouldn't have, you know, even if two of the three were injured, Harden would have gotten a couple of it. What did they open? 3-12? You know, and with both of their stars out. And in the playoffs, that third guy is very, very important. And I don't go by the fact that the owners say we can't afford this, we can't afford this. These owners are making millions upon millions of money, even in Oklahoma City, they could have afforded to keep James Harden one way or the other, salary cap or not. They just didn't want to pay it, and they've been paying for it the last 3 years.
Oklahoma City's probably making more money than most. Let's be honest. That's the only show in town.
Yeah.
So they got to be doing okay when you think about it. But, hey, the NBA was very active on Thursday. When we come back, I want to get your guys' winners and losers. I also kind of want to go into some other stuff, too. So just be ready for what I throw at you. And it may have something to do with this Goran Dragic kid because, ultimately, let's face it, if he's a different color and he does what he does, does he get more problems from everybody instead of it kind of just going by? Anyways, we'll get into that on the other side. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Sometimes an unpleasant odor can be an incredible blessing. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about avoiding a disaster using natural gas right after this.
Great-looking siding boosts curb appeal. Keep the appeal going with exterior trim that looks as good and has as much character as the siding around it. Royal S4S Conceal Trim keeps seams hidden, plus its true square edge means it installs as clean as it looks. Royal Envelope by Marianne Casado cellular PVC door and window surrounds are true multitaskers, with four styles that are architecturally correct, easy to love, and easy to maintain. Learn more about Royal Trim and Moldings at royalbuildingproducts.com.
In its natural state, natural gas is clear and odorless, which makes it incredibly dangerous because it's difficult to detect any leak. Before utilities pipe it into your home, they add a special heavy odor to the gas so you can detect even small amounts of it escaping. That's because even a small leak is serious. Here's what you do if you smell gas. Turn off any flames, open windows and doors, and get out of your house as quickly as possible. Don't turn on any light switches or use the phone to call the gas company. Gas can easily build up in interior spaces, and the tiniest little spark can ignite it. Once outside, close the main gas shutoff valve and use a neighbor's phone to report the problem. Remember, the smell of gas is there for a reason. Never ignore it, regardless how minor it may seem. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use Tech Erase, did you? Lucky for me, had you used Tech Erase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and I both in the Valley of the Sun. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. Look, a lot of things going on in the association, as we know. Lots of trades on Thursday, and, you know, actually, it's kind of tough to know who's who at this point, but it'll kind of start making sense here in the next couple few days as we have a little bit more time to look at it and everything. But ultimately, a lot of teams made some moves that are probably for the future more so than they are for the present day. And then there are some of those people that made the move, obviously, for the moment. But I'm kind of wondering your guys' thoughts on this. You know, Goran Dragic demands a trade here in Phoenix, Arizona. Obviously unhappy with his playing time a little bit. There was a little bit of a back jam, let's be honest, of guard play here. Too many guards, too many guys that can play but aren't getting enough minutes. And I am of the feeling that Goran pretty much forced the hand here and made the Suns an ultimatum. And you know what? They kind of flexed their muscles a little bit. Maybe it was a bad decision, but ultimately he forced the hand. And my question is if Goran is not white, if he's not foreign, if he's LeBron, if he's Carmelo Anthony, does he get blasted for demanding this trade, or do you think it gets swept under the rug, or is it that he's just not a big enough name yet? Although he is somewhat of a pretty darn good point guard in this league. So, Jeff, you first. Goran Dragic demanding a trade, forcing the hand. If he happens to be a different color, is it a different situation?
Yeah, if he's black, yeah, it gets blasted. It got, you know, Chris Paul got blasted. LeBron James yep. got blasted for playing out his contract and going to Miami. So, yeah, I think at the end of the day, he does get blasted. You know, and why is he a fan favorite? You could say that it's because he's white. You know, I'm not arguing any of those points, but I'm just simply stating that, Goran Dragic is a big deal here in Phoenix. He yeah. wasn't a big deal in Houston, and he wasn't a big deal anywhere else he's been. I think that we look at this trade a little bit differently and the circumstances leading up to it a little bit differently because we have such familiarity with it here in the Valley of the Sun in Arizona.
Absolutely. Fred, does he get blasted if he's LeBron, like LeBron did get blasted in the past, or if he's Melo? And obviously we're talking about if he's a black player versus being a white player.
Reggie Jackson got blasted. He wanted out of Oklahoma City the same way. Yep. My point is, why didn't he just quietly go to management and say, I'm not happy being the third guard. I want to play more point guard. And they would have gotten more for him. I mean, my point is, it's on him. He yeah. wanted out, fine. Let him go out. But don't tell the world you want out, because then the Suns lose all kinds of leverage. And so my sure. point is, just quietly go to management and say, listen, I'm not comfortable here. I'm going to play out my option after the season anyways. So please try to trade me. I mean,
sure.
couldn't he have gone in that direction?
Sure. Listen, that would have been the right way to do it, obviously. And it didn't happen that way. And this is kind of my feeling on this. And then we'll kind of move on from here. But they paid this guy a lot of money. They brought his brother here.
Yep.
And they made him an all-star. So yep. what is this dude's problem is what I'm thinking, okay? Again, you might not be happy about your minutes. You might not be happy about where your spot on the floor, this and that and the other. Fred, you're right. Go to management. Go to your coach. Say, listen, man, I think I can be useful in this way. Instead of doing it the way that he did. And he forced the hand. And to be honest with you, I like the way the Suns handled it. Get rid of this guy. Because instead of becoming what he should be, which is a team guy, this was all about Goran. And that's not the way professional sports should be. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, do you think that Dragic
call is now being recorded.
And Eric Bledsoe get into that, not Eric Bledsoe, but Isaiah Thomas came in here with the preconceived notion that Eric Bledsoe wasn't part of the Suns' long-term future, and then they get worked out, and suddenly there's no room at the inn for either of them.
Again, look, maybe, to be honest with you, maybe, but ultimately, at the end of the day, in this particular situation, Goran Dragic forced the hand, and the situation, like Fred said, this is all on him. I got news for you. It's all on him, and he handled it wrong. And I like the way the Suns handled it, getting rid of him. At the end of the day, man, I just don't like when guys make this team sport about themselves. It is what it is. But a lot of trades. Who's your biggest winner? Who's your biggest loser, Fred?
Biggest loser would be the Lakers, because they wanted to, they wanted to dump three or four guys, and no, and they're so bad that nobody wanted any of their guys. So to me, they were just trying to make a hole monetarily for next season, and they couldn't do it. I mean, they were, nobody wanted Jeremy Lin. And certainly a couple other Nick Young. I mean, obviously he's not a winning player. He can shoot a lot and does shoot a lot and shoots his mouth off a lot, but he's not going to win for you. So they wanted to get rid of Lin and Young. Nobody wanted him. I mean, so from that perspective, I think the Lakers, and also in LA, you know, with Griffin hurt, and we don't know about a staff thing. That's very, very dangerous also. We don't know when he's going to come back. Obviously, they need another power forward, even though they're playing pretty well right now.
Sure.
Barkley's not usually right, but I think he might be right about this team in that they're not physically tough enough. They needed somebody tough, and they weren't able to manage because they don't have enough pieces to get somebody tough to play, you know, 20 minutes a game, something like that.
Sure.
And
sure.
I think so from a perspective of Southern California, I think both the Lakers and the Clippers did not do well at all because they didn't do anything.
Sure, I agree. Jeff, who's your winners? Who's your losers?
Well, not doing anything could also be a winning thing. I think the Cleveland did very well to not move a single piece of the deadline, you know, though they made trades before then, and they still land Kendrick Perkins. I think that the Bucks are the big winners. I think upgrading from Brandon Knight to MCW is a big deal, and I think that the Bucks are going to continue to get better, and they're going to continue to compete in an Eastern Conference that's all about Atlanta, Cleveland, and Chicago right now.
Yeah, you stole my thunder, man. I think the Bucks are a huge winner. MCW is a triple-double waiting to happen. Brandon Knight, again, I was very happy with what he did this season. Played great. Was borderline all-star. But ultimately, this is an upgrade. The Bucks got the best player in this deal. And with Jason Kidd teaching this kid, I think the future is so bright in Milwaukee, man. I am excited. I'm ecstatic. I'm so happy for what's going to happen. You have an ownership that's willing to go out and spend money. You have a coach who knows how to get the most out of his players. And you know what? They got rid of dead weight in Larry Sanders because he's a prisoner of the plant, and he has 44 million reasons why he shouldn't have continued to smoke weed, but the dude can't do it. They cut ties with him. More power to them. And you know what? They're moving on, and the future is very bright. And I kind of agree with Fred. LA was very quiet come trade deadline, so very unimpressed with what they did. I want to switch gears here with you for the next couple minutes. You know, this has been a topic, I'm pretty sure, for a while now, but how do you guys feel about the way that these combines are run? You know, and what I mean by that is make it a little bit more realistic. Have the players have pads on, maybe having defenders against receivers, et cetera. Do you think that that would benefit in any way, shape, or form? Because at this point, it's more like, you know, you just go there, you do your drills, they watch you, you run, you jump, this and that and the other. But you don't really see how they actually do with the pads on and having a defender in their face and things along those lines. Jeff, you first.
Well, I actually wrote about this in my column this morning at morethanafan.net. How it's a joke. You know, in the NBA, they can scrimmage. You don't really have anything comparable to this in baseball or hockey. It's a gathering, and I think that it's more a publicity stunt. I think that these numbers are important, but I think what goes on at the combine that's the most important is what happens behind closed doors. When you talk to these guys to get an idea how they're prepared mentally, and we saw that the Browns didn't do a good job vetting Johnny Manziel properly, and he came into the league as a head case. And I think it's the mental aspect. I think that they sell the physical aspect, but I agree with you 100%. I'd like to see more 7-on-7 passing skills. I'd like to see them throw in pads. The 40-yard dash, I'd like to see them run it in pads because, you know, you're not running in spandex on the football field. So I don't care if you run a 4-3 in spandex if you're a 4-5-5 guy in pads and helmets.
Fred, am I onto something here? Should they change things at these combines and make it a little bit more realistic for what's going to happen on a Sunday versus out there when they're just kind of running around, like Jeff said, you know, in their spandex and whatnot, because that's not realistic as to how it's going to be on a Sunday.
Agents wouldn't allow some of the players to play even 7-on-7 if they could possibly get injured. So I think the numbers at the combine would go way down. But let me just make this point at the combine. Something I found out,
yeah.
I had no idea. Marcus Mariota runs a 4.52, and Winston runs a 4.97. Offensive linemen run faster than that. That's a half a second in a 40. You think that's going to make a difference? I mean, you know, I would take Mariota anyway, just from a character perspective. But I got to think that 4.97 cannot help Winston, and if he's going to be drafted first or second, I mean, he's not going to drop below that. But I think Mariota's got some brownie points now at a 4.52. I mean, that's a tailback speed. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I had no idea he was that quick. Hundley wrote of UCLA, what was a 4.63, I think. But 4.97, mm-hmm. again, is very slow.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah,
but look, I mean,
that's about what Ben Roethlisberger runs. I mean, Winston's not the quarterback that Mariota is. He has a different type of game. He's a drop back passer. Played in a pro style system at Florida State, and I think that I don't think that how fast he runs really affects anything. I'm really surprised, knowing how slow that he is, that Jameis Winston even volunteered to run, because all of these drills and activities are on a volunteer basis.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a blue chip prospect like Jameis Winston is.
Yeah, and you can hide some of your issues very well. To be honest with you, I agree with you on that. And if you're a franchise, would you trust Jameis Winston?
Not for a second. Why would I trust him? How many times have you been in trouble? I wouldn't
Jeff?
Trust him for a second. I don't. Guys, have you seen the movie Draft Day?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, that's pretty accurate from one perspective. I mean, in the movie Draft Day, Bo Callahan was going to be the number one guy from Wisconsin. It's just fiction. But the point is, he had some issues that they discovered. Well, in Winston's case, you found that you didn't have to discover too much. I mean, they're out there for everybody to see.
Yes.
And I wouldn't trust him as far as you can throw him.
No, I hear you. And what you're talking about, Bo Callahan, I'm not trying to ruin it for anybody. If you haven't seen it at this point, it's your loss. But basically what he did was he lied. They do this – one of the teams does something where they put a $100 bill on the back of their playbook or whatever, and he wound up not even looking at the playbook because he didn't know anything about the $100 or whatever, this and that and the other it was. But basically what it turned out to be was a character issue in this guy. And obviously we have our questions about Jameis Winston's character. So, again, I was just curious what you guys thought. I know we got to get to a break here, but we have one final segment left. So we'll get into, like, I have a couple things I want to throw at you guys still before we get out of here. So stay on your toes. But ultimately, so many things to talk about in the sports world. And been a pretty good conversation today, boys. It really has. And I'm glad Jeff kind of keeps you and I under wraps here and there. So otherwise you and I might go to blows, Fred. But again, it is Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up. He's Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen as well. It's the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here today on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich with me as they always are. Guys, in the last couple of seconds here, looking at the NBA right now, Atlanta atop the East, you got Golden State atop the West. Jeff, does Cleveland get out of the East, and do they start running away with things here in the second half of the season?
I think that it's them or Chicago. I think there's about five teams that I like to win it all this year. There's three in the West, Golden State, Houston, and Dallas. I like Cleveland and Chicago in the East, and I think that Cleveland does make a run. I think they're going to be challenged by Chicago's big, so the Perkins acquisition definitely helps them.
Fred, Cleveland, LeBron James, David Blatt, do they have things under wraps now? Earlier, obviously, people were calling for Blatt's head, but lots of wins, get rid of that. And how do you feel about LeBron ready to make a final push for the second half of the season?
I can't disagree with Jeff. I think there's four or five teams that certainly could win the whole thing. I'm not sure about San Antonio this time around. They could be a little bit too old.
No, I agree on that one, man. I was 1 year early on San Antonio. This year, they're showing their age. They really are. You know, Parker's been inconsistent. Duncan, a little bit inconsistent. And those guys like Kawhi Leonard haven't been as productive either. So I think I was 1 year wrong on the San Antonio Spurs. But this year, you can see they are getting old, Fred. I think you hit that right on the nail. The nail right on the head with that one, to be honest with you. Guys, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with me on your Sunday to talk sports and rap about things in the world of sports. But always appreciate you taking time out with me. And for Fred, for Jeff, for Scott, for John Poulter, I'm the Dorf Man, and I'm saying peace. I'm saying enjoy the week. We'll be back at you right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network next week. Peace, everybody. We're out of here.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.